Speech. They just walked in the door right now, but they can't find a VCR, so they can't do it. Fortunately, we have Bubonic over here. He's going to do something on a quick talk on
freestyle.
Yeah. On old school on Linux firewalls, if that interests anyone.
If it doesn't, please leave now.
Yeah.
It might be boring.
If it doesn't, just heckle. Throw stuff. And
nothing heavy.
Yeah. And Bubonic is cool. He knows what he's talking about. So should be all good. All right. Big round for Bubonic.
Can I speak up there?
Yeah.
All right. Hi, I'm Bubonic. I've been working with firewalls for the last few months. It's been one I've been studying lately. Originally, I was going to have a speech on advanced routing, but I couldn't find Jim's email, so I couldn't email him about it. So I'm just kind of freestyling this here. Before I get started, I wanted to pass something out that was rather interesting today. If I have it, anyways, which I probably don't, but I don't know where it is. We'll just screw that anyways. It was about what the society looks at as hackers. They portray 12 movies called, the movie Tron, War Games, Geniuses, of course the movie Hackers, Sneakers, and it was portrayed throughout CNN. It was one of the articles from there. I got it off Slashdot, and it portrays hackers as it shows that what Hollywood thinks of them as either they're good or bad or evil, or there's always the evil one like the plague in the movie Hackers, or the people trying to steal the data encryption in Sneakers. But I'll try and find that and pass it out to you guys. If you want to see it, just talk to me after the speech, and I'll let you guys know. I think I forgot it in my room. But let's get to firewalling anyways. What firewall is basically used as is an IP filter or wrappers. There's so many programs out there for it. Usually you can just code what comes in with the Linux distribution, which is IP chains. And with the Linux kernel 2.4, they have a new thing called IP tables. With IP tables, you can basically filter anything. Source port, destination port, type of protocol sent, type of packet sent. There's really, it's unlimited when it comes to that kind of firewalling. But what I'll be speaking on is IP chains, which is basically around Slackware 7.1. It's revolved around that if you haven't upgraded your kernel or whatnot. IP chains is used for a great thing. I mean, you can add, it uses rule tables like input, output, and forwarding. Usually when I run my IP tables, I turn off the forwarding because, that can also be a security risk if you don't keep it under control. But about adding chains to the IP, adding rules to the IP chains table, you can do that easily through the IP chains command. I have the man page right here. I'm going to pass around so you guys can take a look and see what you can do with it. Start right there. Other than that, the first thing really want to get started is by configuring an Ethernet card, of course. I mean, you're not going to be able to have packet filtering if you don't have your Ethernet card configured. You can do that through ifconfig. You can just set it up down, if you're going to have it set up or whatnot. Other than that. I do, however, have a shell script of an IP tables firewall that I had used or was using at one time. It's got a lot of great stuff in here. You can use certain rules such as drop, reject, accept. What those do, drop just drops it completely without any warning, so the user knows that it's secure. Whereas reject tells that person that's trying to connect to the computer at a certain port that it's not going to allow that connection to go through. It reads the top of the packets and it allows it not to go through and whatnot. I'll also pass this around if you want to see that. It's got a bunch of stuff in here. If you understand shell scripting and flags on the IP tables, you can definitely use this. You can even have it if you want. Getting down to the basics, what IP chains basically does is it reads packets. It reads packets from the kernels, and it filters packets from the kernel. I'm sorry, that it gets sent through to the computer. And what this is, it reads the description of the packet. If the packet is loud or not, it'll send that information. You can also have logging turned on through that. So it'll log to, you know, a specific file, basically the var directory in Linux. What else? There's so much to it. I wish I had more time to prepare for this. You can write your shell scripts. You can have configuration files in the etc directory for it. You can have it boot. Usually you want it to boot. If you're going to start a firewall, usually you want it to boot before you get into any of your setup scripts for the Linux under, like, rc.d for Slackware, and I think it's sysconfig for Red Hat. I'm not sure. But you can set it up in there just by adding a command about IP chains or IP tables, whatever one you're going to be using. You usually want to set it up. I set it up right before it issues the issue.net, before it configures that. I set it up right there, so that way it gets packer filtering right away. What else here? I don't know. Single rules, you can do that by using the /A flag. You use that, and then you specify the rule input, output, or forwarding, or forward. With that, then you can specify, like, the protocol with the /P flag, which is in those how-tos. Also, you can use the -J to specify the rule, which is, you know, accept, reject, deny, whatnot, like that. And through that, you know, you can really configure your firewall extremely. I haven't really got a chance to use IP tables yet because I haven't upgraded. But from what I've read, it's a lot better. Also, using bits through your source and destination specification flags, you can use the 0-bit, the 8-bit, the 16, the 24, and the 32 to specify what exact IP addresses can be allowed and whatnot. Usually when I'm testing my IP firewall, what I usually do is I set up, like, the sendmail protocol and see, I set a reject to every single port, you know, 0 through TCPM UX. And then I set that up, and then if I can connect to Telnet, then I should reject, let me start over here. Let me get my mind together. Set it to reject all the ports so that way when you try to connect to your computer using the Telnet command or whatnot, it'll reject you right away. What you can do is you can add a rule in there to allow you to connect to a certain port coming from another port, destination to source, if you will. And with that, you know, you can test it by telling it to your own box, just fooling around with it. That's basically how I learned it. You know, it's always good just to fool around with it, even if you don't know what you're doing. It helps out a lot. You can specify UDP, TCP, ICMP ports. I think with IP tables, it allows IGMP. You can specify that, so if you don't want a user-defined protocol to be accessed, you can define that in the flags of IP chains. What else? I wish I didn't have such bad cotton mouth right now. Got something to drink? So you guys know, I just prepared this speech about 6 minutes ago.
What's the difference between a stateful and a non-stateful?
What do you mean? Well, like,
I don't know. That's why I asked.
Well, I honestly cannot tell you. What is stateful?
I think.
From what you know. Right.
Especially TCP.
Okay.
And so if you're using something like a BSD guy, so IP filter.
IPF, AWADM.
It specifies in the kernel or the table of connections are allowed.
Right. Well, IP chains also allows a table. You can just IP chains -L.
Yeah, they store a lot of
Things. Yeah, no doubt. But the difference between, I don't know if you tested the IP tables one.
I've not.
Oh, well, that's. Oh, do you have any information on it, or?
I set it up at home for my cable modem. It's my. I'm masquerading behind it and everything.
Right.
It
It's unconfigurable, really, when you think about it.
Yeah, well, it's got all the you can actually load up modules for it as they write them and stuff, but it does some really
What kernel version do you use?
2.42.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like I've read on things about on linuxsecurity.com and stuff about it, but I never got able to access it because I don't have internet access at my house, unfortunately. So I sit there with just a terminal and I don't know, just go nuts because I wish I had internet, you know?
What are you firewalling?
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's why I was saying earlier how I'm testing it by myself, SNP, send mail protocol. FTP, all those type of protocols. I just test it on my own, you know. I mean, I have brought my box to one of my friend's house, and, you know, we set it up there. It worked perfectly fine there. But I had to test it somehow, you know, and that was about the only way was through localhost.
I have 56K is an internet.
Sorry, well, I don't know what to say about that. I still have a 56K modem and a 33.6. Runs smoothly. What else here? Oh yeah, with IP chains you can also set up your own rules. You know, you can set up your own rule to decide whether it's going to be input, output, and you can use those to also have a source and destination port for IP filtering, which is pretty flexible. But like he said, IP tables is a lot more flexible than what I've seen. Other than that, I really don't know where else to end this at. I'm trying to find it, but I can't because I don't know what's going on. But if you guys, I guess that's it because I don't see anything else. But if you guys have any questions, please ask. I mean, I'm sorry this was so short, and I didn't have any time to prepare for this. I didn't know what to say. So if you have any questions, I'll be happy to answer them about anything, really. Right. Well, with IP tables, I'm not quite too sure. Like I said, I haven't played with it yet. I'm still hoping maybe I can download the source to the Linux kernel tonight. Yeah, if the DSL is working exactly, and if the fuse doesn't blow again, like I just did a repeat of last year, which was fun. If anybody else has any more questions, you know, talk to me outside. About really anything, I'm open. I don't mind talking about computers too much. It's fun. It can keep me going for a while. Other than that, thanks a lot. You've been a crowd. And talk to me later. I'm Bubonic, so you know.